This is one of my favorite poems, Walter D. Wintle. I don't know much about Walter D. Wintle, but I know this poem means a lot because Napoleon Hill often quoted it. It goes like this. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost, for out of the world we find. Success begins with your will. It's all in your state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you'll ever win a prize. See, life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the one who wins is the one who thinks he can. Yes, it is. Live from Homer, Alaska, I'm Chris Story, and this is On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. That's exactly as I would play it if I could play the violin. That's exactly how I'd play the anthem. You're listening to what my mom calls the greatest show on earth, On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose, sponsored in part by Horizon Wireless. Absent their incredible, 13, 14 years of wireless connectivity and their towers up and down the peninsula. I talked to Leif Peterson yesterday, owner and founding partner of Horizon Wireless. He was putting in, guess what, another tower. We had a great conversation about the quality of their product And the way that they grow their business is based on quality, reliability, and providing you the absolute best connectivity. Find out if they're in your area at 226-3130. 226-3130. Horizon Wireless. Today we've got a great program, Staging Your Home to Sell. Tiffany Story, home designer and my business partner, life partner, lifelong partner, is going to be here to talk about what you can do. And I would put this under the category of improving your life, living on purpose. Even if you're not selling, you need to hear what she's got to say. Plus, I want to talk about the power of the collective, what the power of your dreams, and much, much more. Also got a free dinner at AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. Also, today what we're going to do is package up. I've got this all set right here in front of me. So today's Mind Bender isn't just a gift card, although that's a great gift. Today's Mind Bender actually includes a Backyard Millionaire t-shirt, custom printed here in Homer, Alaska, a coin designed and developed by Dan Coe for us, a specialty minted coin, copper coin, a Born to Live coin, plus the gift card to AJ's, plus a book that is going to be gone soon. We're redeveloping. Once my next Jacob Mann book comes out, I'm going to focus my energy on repackaging the worst-selling book I've done so far called Born to Live. And so the cover, the design, the books we've got currently are going to be gone, but they'll be collector's items, and then the new cover will come out. And it'll be more on point and on purpose and much, much better. I should have listened to the advice I was getting. Didn't. Paid a price. But that, so my point is, one of those collectible books is going to be in this prize package as well. So our Mind Bender is going to be quite special. But I want to talk right now about the power of the collective and what it depends upon. We open this broadcast every single week with something positive, and the national anthem, or something celebrating America. And I've told you this before, it's a bit of a filter. Anybody who doesn't like the country doesn't stick around. Anybody who's just not willing to even think about becoming positive or purpose-driven or prosperity-mindful, they tend to drum out as well. Well, then why on earth am I talking about the collective? We constantly talk about the individual, the power of the individual. I'm a staunch believer in the individual, the supreme sovereignty of the individual. And yet here we are talking about the power of the collective. Well, because America is a collective. America is a collection of individuals, rugged individuals, amazing, special, and really unique individuals. And our collective strength, the power that backs what it is that we are here in this representative republic, this representative democracy that we call America, founding documents are what unites us, and we have to protect them. We have to protect what it is that we hold so valuable, which is that sovereignty, the individual sovereignty, like never before in human history. And so we have to come together. And there's a Hawaiian proverb I want to share. It says, everybody paddle the canoes together, bail and paddle, paddle and bail, and the shore will be reached. Everybody together, bail and paddle, and we will reach the shores, a Hawaiian proverb. And I see America that way. I see this great experiment, this grand experiment that way. Yes, we have sovereign rights granted by God, protected by the Constitution. But I like to think of America less of a canoe and more of a chain. That we are interdependent and independent all in once. And that takes a nuanced thought to say, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to hold these two thoughts together in our mind. We're going to at once be independent, completely independent, but yet at the same time, totally interdependent. So the strength of this chain is dependent upon the strength of you, the individual, the sovereign individual. Now, there's a group of people, and always has been since the beginning, since pre-1776, since pre-then and during and post-Revolutionary War, there have been a group of people running around with saws, attempting to hack away at the individual rights, and the collective chain that is America. and they would like to fundamentally change the chain that is America and transform it into something different. And I don't mean to improve upon it and meet up to the promise of America, which was that everybody was born with the right to life, the pursuit of happiness, privacy, property, and that no man was property. It would take time to come and perfect it, but the birth of our founding documents was towards all men are created equal. But America is exceptional in that you, the glorious individual that you are exceptional. However, our strength as a nation depends completely upon you bailing the canoe and paddling, each of us, with all of our strength, with all of our might. We have to. It's not going to happen for us or absent our effort. And yet you have to be as strong as humanly possible to make this happen and to become the best part of the chain you possibly can. You owe it to me and I to thee to be as strong as ye can be. And a moment of old world thinking this morning. You owe it to me and to thee to be as strong as ye can be. Why put an Irish lilt on that? Hey, have you ever taken action on a dream? Well, one woman did, and we've got your TBC Radio Word, plus Tiffany's story joins to talk about staging your home to sell and maybe just live a little better where you are with what you've got. When we return here to the Top of the World, stick around. You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb. You can find this program online at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcasts. Also 740 some odd other episodes of this program. And also, or just also, is it also? And also, you'll also find the Backyard Millionaire podcast at ilovehomeralaska.com/podcast. Have you ever taken action or inaction, not done something based on a dream? Well, that's our question today. Our Mind Better question is presented by AJ's Old Town Steakhouse in Old Town Homer. AJsteakhouse.com is the website. AJsteakhouse.com, or call for your reservation like I do at 235-9949, 235-9949. I used to be at the bleeding edge of all things technology. I used to have a buddy that we'd compete for who could have the best and the most iterative piece of technology available, from the original stupid Palm Pilot to then the Bluetooth capable Palm Pilot, and up through all the HP phones and everything else till the iPhone came out. And for some reason, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 years ago, I just completely stopped that. So technology, I like it. I use it. It's transformed a lot of the way we do business. But when it comes to making a reservation, I don't know. I still just pick up the phone. 907-235-9949 for AJ's Old Town Steakhouse. I usually like to leave a funny message as well. I'll say something like, you know, we're amazing tippers. Make sure we get a good table. I might say it's a party of two with an appetite for four. Things like that, because I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like it's going to make their day when they hear that message. You could do the same at 235-9949. Let me send you with not just an AJ's Old Town Steakhouse gift card, but a coin, our Top of the World Radio coin. This year is designed by Dan Coe, amazing artist. It's an amazing copper coin with our entire philosophy minted onto the back of it, and custom printed in Homer, Alaska, Backyard Millionaire T-shirts, again, designed by our own in-house artist, Dan Coe. Here's your question on how to play the game. Of course, you know to text your name and answer at 907-299-7653. I've already told you the question. Have you ever taken action or inaction based on a dream? You wake up, the dream is vivid. It's in your mind. You can't shake it. And you've got to go take action based upon it or not do something based on a dream. What say you at 907-299-7653? This just came out today. An Australian woman won the lottery. How much, you say? $670,000. That's right, $670,000 lottery. She picked the numbers from a dream. That's right. She woke up, had these numbers rattling in her head, used them, and won the lottery.
Just close my eyes.
So have you ever done anything like that? Or maybe you didn't get on a plane. Maybe you didn't take a trip. Maybe you didn't go on a car ride. You didn't meet somebody because of a dream. Tell me about it. I have, and it's less about not doing something and more about having taken action. But there are movies, you see those movies where somebody wakes up from a sudden dream and like, don't get on the plane. It's like, don't freak me out like that. But share the story with me if that's ever happened to you. 299-7653. Text in now your name and answer. Remember, it's a big old prize package this week. There's a lot on the line. Hey, do you know what Goodwill isn't good at? Goodwill's not very good at evaluating ancient Roman statues. That's right. Oh, man, a woman in Austin, Texas, was roaming through her local Goodwill store. She spotted a heavy bust of a man sitting on the floor under a table. Just a heavy old bust sitting out there collecting dust. Well, she decided to go ahead and take a flyer on it, whipped out $35, paid the asking price, $35 for the statue. She got it out into the light. I'm assuming she wheeled it out into the light. Maybe not. Maybe lifting 52-pound statue was no big deal to her. I don't know. But she got it out into the light, and she started looking a little closer. She started to see some stress cracks and some repairs, and she's like, this is old. This is like really old. Well, she wasn't wrong. It really was old. It was 2,000 years old, in fact. It was a Roman sculpture from over 2,000 years ago. It is headed to Bulgaria, or it's headed somewhere to a museum. Now, what the story didn't say was, did she sell it? Did she get money out of it? Did they procure it from her for a price? Or did she just out of the goodness of her heart say, look, this is probably where it emanated from. I'm going to send it back to you. But it begs the question, what would you do? Let's just say you were to find from a Goodwill, talking about a Goodwill or a Salvation Army near you. You were to find something and you kind of wondered, like, boy, this looks like a really rare book. Is this a Rembrandt? What do you think? Are the spoils yours? Or would you cut the Goodwill or the thrift shop into some of the largesse? Or keep it all for yourself? I don't think there's any judgment there. I'm just curious. But really what I want to know is about your dreams. I have vivid dreams. Incredibly vivid dreams. What I don't have are the kind of dreams, and maybe you do this. Have you heard of this, where people have lucid dreams and they're aware in their dream that they're sleeping, almost like a certain sense of knowing or awakeness or alertness inside the dream? Oh man, that's, yes, please. No, it doesn't happen to me, but what about you? Have you ever taken an action or not done something based on a dream? Let us know, 299-7653. Just wanna know. Voyeuristically looking inside your mind. I mean, I'll be honest about that. Hey, you know what one pessimist said to the other? Well, if you don't succeed, we have a lot in common. Now I understand what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free, they would not listen. That's funny. You're welcome, Jim. Apparently, I just played Jim's wake-up song, The Dreamweaver. Well, it's all in his name. Hey, parents. Behind every successful student, there's a deactivated Facebook account.
Swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand.
Okay, this is what I was looking for. This is awesome. Thank you, Donna. Donna just shared this. Yes, I was looking for a new house in North Carolina. I had a dream about somebody getting shot on the front porch. I walked up to the house that we were looking at, saw the porch, and immediately said no and got back in the car. 4 weeks later, the people that bought the house were shot by a neighbor on their front porch. Wow.
And when no hope was left inside on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as...
Wow, could you imagine? Donna, that is beyond what I was expecting. That's... Whew. What about you? Have you ever had a dream, taken action or inaction based on that dream? Share now. And I'm not saying that's going to be hard at the top, but it gave me chills, Donna. It gave me chills.
Watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose.
Last summer, I guess it was a summer or fall, we took Nevaeh. I guess it was summer. The Vincent Van Gogh exhibit was up at the Denina Center. And we took her up there to see it. It was just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely loved it. I've always liked Vincent Van Gogh as an artist. As a human, he was boy troubled, but I loved his art. Always have. I don't love all impressionist art, but I love Vincent Van Gogh's art. Just absolutely, I don't know. It's something very calming for me about that. Speaking of calming, I want to help with two different aspects of your life, morning and night. We're talking about dreams. That's our nighttime. But I want to talk to you about your morning routine and maybe ending up with no more morning madness. That'll be a little bit later in the program. Plus, don't forget, set your calendar. Tiffany Story is going to join. We're going to be talking about staging your home to sell. And I say staging it to just live well also. I think it goes hand in hand. Mark your calendar, gentlemen. Mother's Day's coming up, Sunday, May 14th. Get mom what she's been wanting. Yes, flowers, always, of course. But maybe along with the flowers, a sincere note. And handwritten, please, not text, unless you have to. But you know what else you could do? You could handwrite it and then take a scan of it with your phone and send that. If you're not in the same state or area as your mom. But what about that? Something that conveys what she's meant to you. Everything she's done from the moment that she said yes to right now, or the mother of your children. Either which way, don't forget, no matter what you do, May 14th, Mothers, this is for you.
Hey, Mama, it's me. City been away, child. Say it's been a long time. Better sit down. Can't listen when the sun's out. Only son, this will be so hard to hear. Come on, Mama, what do you mean? I know you've been knocked down.
You're listening to On Top of the World Radio on Purpose. Christopher Story here along with Mr. David Webb. We've got On Top of Your Health and much, much more coming up. Stick around.
Why you gotta wait so long?
I was just reading the back blurb of my new book, The Watchman, which comes out July 1. If time allows today, I'll read you the back blurb. it's a description. I'm supposed to entice you into wanting to read the book. So I'll share that with you a little bit later. Right now, I want you to share, like Dave and Donna and so many others have, about their dreams. What have you done or not done based on a dream? Remember, you're playing for an AJ's Old Town Steakhouse gift card, plus a coin from on top of the world, plus a Backyard Millionaire t-shirt designed by Dan Coe, printed here by Matt Turkington in Homer, Alaska, and a copy that is soon to be out of print, or at least this version, this edition of the book will be out of print. It's called Born to Live. It's by me, Chris Story, and it's a fantastic story. It's one of my favorites that I've ever done. And it's a short one, too, a half hour, 30, 45 minutes to read. Okay, so the question is, have you ever done or not done something based on a dream? Text your name and answer at 907-299-7653. I want to bring Tiffany's story to the table. We're going to be talking with Tiffany. She's our in-house home designer. We want to talk about staging to sell. If you're in a seller's market or a buyer's market, a few things make the difference and really matter. One is how you price and where you price your property, but then there's condition. So I want to talk to you about staging, but staging sort of is a big word in real estate. What do you mean by staging?
Yeah, staging is very different than how we decorate our home to live. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing to just recognize is we live in a way where we design for our tastes, our styles, our lifestyle, and that is exactly what should be happening. But staging is geared very specifically for creating a more neutral space that a lot of buyers could see themselves in. Staging is what we do when we are ready to sell.
We've been talking about this to buyers that we've worked with for over 20 years, or excuse me, sellers, that you've got to remove your pictures from your Hawaii trip because people can't see themselves there. But one other thing that I always tell people is you can't help but look. When you go into somebody's house, and I've been doing this a long time, I go into somebody's house and I see pictures. I'm like, oh, what island is it? Oh, do I know them? Is this, oh, I think this is on Maui. I think I've been here. Have you eaten at Buzz's? Look, they're here at Buzz's. You can't help but talk about it, look at it, and your attention's drawn from the house. But that's just an aspect. Another thing, when you and I first started, we thought staging was bringing in furniture from a home collection or something. And that's not really what you mean by staging either.
Well, it can mean that. I mean, and if the home is vacant, that can really help by bringing in some furniture or like what I used to do years ago, I would just keep a lot of accessories actually. And we would go into a vacant home and I would just add some accessories to say the kitchen, the bathrooms, just to make it feel a little less cold to walk through and just a little more warm and inviting. But, you know, around here, moving furniture, it's a much different proposition. And it's not something that we really get into. But what we are doing is working with people who want to stage their home that are living in their home too. They're not going to be moving out their furniture and bringing in new and different furniture while they're living there. So it's kind of a two-part phase, I would say. The first stage of staging, the first phase of staging is an editing phase where you're really kind of going through and removing a lot of things. Like you said, the personalized things, maybe your special collections, things that are very personal to you so that the home can be, I mean, for lack of a better word, a little more neutralized so that buyers of any type of taste can walk through and kind of picture themselves there. I love what you mentioned about the pictures because it is so true. You know, buyers walk into a house and one of the first things they will do is look at the family pictures. Mm-hmm. And especially
human
in
nature.
Our area where they're like, okay, do I know this person?
Right.
Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what they've been up to, you know? And so removing that from the home really helps them not go right to you and who you are in the home, but kind of be able to see, could they feel themselves there? Could they see themselves in this house?
I like that. And I like the idea of editing and just thinking in terms of some removal, because we say, oh, neutralize. We've been saying that for a long time. This is nothing new, but it's more than that. It's a nuanced staging or editing and almost curating, like you're doing it intentionally versus just whitewashing or removing some things. It's about what you put back or where you put things and items to encourage the eye to wander to this place or that.
And that is actually kind of the second phase. The first phase being the edit phase, the second phase being the rearrange phase. Like, what are we going to keep? Obviously, you live in the home, you're selling it while you live in it. You need to have furniture to sit on, but it can be rearranged in such a way that really draws the eye to a special feature in the house. Or, it can help just with how your eye flows when it walks into a room. And does it feel spacious or does it feel cramped? Some of it might be like, maybe you're removing that extra large recliner chair to storage, and sticking with some smaller pieces. So keeping in mind, this is just very temporary. This isn't how you would live. You would live more comfortably than this. But this is setting up, like, everyone buying wants to know that they're going to walk into a house or they're going to move into a house that is spacious. It has, their space for their things.
But I would say this. Yes, it's maybe not how you would live, but think about the times you've advised or we've advised people taking out this little daybed thing that's over here and making a reading nook. And suddenly they're like, oh, I even like this better. So it can work both ways.
It can be inspirational for how one might like to live. I mean, I think that there's a reason that, that minimalist lifestyle has become so popular, because with less things, I mean, there's an idea that there's a lot less clutter in the house. There's less clutter in your mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole thing around that. But whether or not that's your lifestyle is totally up to the individual person. This is just the ideal for helping buyers see themselves in your home. And there's a number of reasons why you would want to do this. I mean, we think of, hey, this has been a seller's market. Nobody really, you don't need to do this. Mm-hmm. But you kind of do. I mean, when you look at some of the statistics around staging, you can see why it would be worth doing. Studies are showing that homes will sell in a quarter of the amount of time that are staged as opposed to unstaged homes. That's a really big deal. And when you start to look at like how quickly a home sells, studies also show that homes that sell sooner sell for closer to asking price or even higher. So staged homes also sell for up to close to 20% higher potentially than unstaged homes.
And just hold on a second, because it isn't just the price. Okay, you get to a price, you achieve a little bit higher price, then you go through the due diligence, you go through inspection, you go through some of the process of the home buying purchase. The home you most identify with and can relate with, you'll stick with that house, even through some thin times or some new discovery that might throw you off the horse for a minute. Well, if you really identify and you're able to see yourself in it better for the lack of this personalized, unedited home, you as a seller, you might be able to keep your buyer in pocket, as we say, even through some troubling times we have to renegotiate.
Absolutely, because when a potential buyer emotionally attaches to a house, even before they've, purchased it, while they're in that negotiating stage, I mean, we can see that negotiations even might be reduced. Maybe buyers are like, you know what, I'm willing to let some of these things slide, or I'm willing to do some of these things myself. I really want this home. That means because that they've already kind of emotionally attached to this house, which can happen when it's been set up in such a way that they could do that.
And in this digital world, people start shopping online. They're looking at your house inside and out long before they ever get to look at your house. They're looking at the photographs. And you say also that a staged home is going to photograph better than a non-staged home.
Absolutely. And, like you said, what we are seeing is that buyers are looking first online. They're looking at the photographs. And when the photographs are really great and really appealing, you're bringing in that many more people right away that want to see this house. So that really does make a difference as well. So you're going to end up with more showings faster on a staged home as opposed to an unstaged home.
It'd be easy to think, oh, they're having a conversation about staging. Isn't that lovely? However, you, Tiffany, have actually staged two of the properties that we owned ourselves, and actually you restaged. I want to talk about the little cottage that you did an Airbnb. When you converted it to an Airbnb and then eventually did sell it after a few years of doing that, but that home transformed. We loved the home to begin with, but then you transformed it not with big remodel budget, but just with staging, a new eye, new paint, lighting, some basics. We refinished and redid a few things like the hardwood floors, but it was through your new way of seeing the house that guests who stayed there loved it. And then the first buyer who saw it, like we whispered about it and it got gobbled up.
Well, that was interesting too. And that was such a great example because we have actually, I mean, I've staged out a couple homes for vacation rentals prior to selling them. One was a cute little one bedroom cottage that you're referring to. And we had put it on the market and tried to sell it, and it just was not selling. Mm-hmm. And finally, I was like, you know what? We need to do a few things. Let's turn it into a vacation rental. And so I had totally staged it, like you're saying. And it's very similar when you're doing a vacation rental. You're thinking kind of like staging because, again, people are shopping online through pictures from afar. That cute house that's staged just so is exactly where they want to stay and have their vacation experience. So we set this cute little cottage up, totally staged. I think we rented it as a VRBO for what, 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. maybe five even.
Something
I tend
like
to
that.
Lose track of time. But then when I was done basically with the job of vacation rental, it was perfectly ready. I mean, mm-hmm. I used the same pictures to put on the MLS to sell the home, and man, that house sold for more money than we thought, than we tried to get previously, just a few years prior. And it went fast. I mean, maybe the second people that looked at it mm-hmm. bought it, and they were buying it for their cute little vacation spot in Homer. So, and same went with our other home that we had turned into a vacation rental. I mean, it was staged perfectly.
And not with a big budget. The point I want to emphasize and underline is that it wasn't a big budget at all.
Exactly. You can use what you have. I mean, there might be a few little updates that are worth doing that don't cost very much money at all, that investment can really pay you back.
And talking here with Tiffany Story, our in-house Story Real Estate home editing, home staging consultant. And you've been doing this for a long time. You and I have done a lot of homes. And I say you and I because I tell people, oh, yeah, we've renovated quite a few homes together. But the truth of it is I just do the work. You do the design. And you're offering that for clients working with Story Real Estate. So I think that's awesome.
Absolutely.
And I think people should also think about signing up for the newsletter that you're running so they can get these kinds of tips in their inbox.
Definitely. At ilovehomeralaska.com, you can sign up for our newsletter. I think this week I'm talking about this very topic in that newsletter. So I'm excited to be offering this because I really think that this is that extra thing that can really help people shine their home, present it as ready to go. They can sell their home faster and for more money. There's a lot of value in that. And so I'm really excited to offer that to people now.
Could be your competitive edge. Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome.
Said I woke up to the summer shining through, calling all my friends asking what's the move, feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today.
You're listening to On Top of the World. No more morning madness when we return to the top of the world. Be right back.
Catch me sitting in the sun, no top of shade. Today. Ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
You're listening to On Top of the World, Radio on Purpose. Ree Bradbury said, there are worse crimes than burning books. One of them, is not reading books. Sarah Vance texted me this morning. I believe it's today. Yep, 2 o'clock. No, excuse me, 3 o'clock today. If you're interested in supporting HB 4, the repealing of ranked choice voting, public testimony will be taken starting at 3 o'clock. Here's the phone number to call: 1-844-586-9085. 1-844-586-9085. And you can speak out about repealing ranked choice voting. It's House Bill 4 today at 3 o'clock. VBSHeating.com. For more than 20 years, keeping you warm in Alaska. Online at VBS Heating, Victor Bravo Sierra, VBSHeating.com. In Homer, you can go visit the showroom. It's impressive, by the way. It's a corner of Pioneer and Bartlett. Pioneer and Bartlett. Now, the Big Green Egg, I'm told, is the last grill you'll ever need. I'm hoping that's what happens this Father's Day. Of course, we got Mother's Day to go through first. But still, go look. The Big Green Egg, amazing. Pellet stoves, Garmin products, wood stoves, Toyo sales and service, Jodl stoves. I know it's Jodl, but I love to say Jodl because that's how it's spelled. VBS Heating, keeping you and yours warm for more than 20 years. Oh, by the way, the Big Green Egg, I've got a buddy that's got one, makes the best pizza. No kidding. I may just get myself one. I mean, because you could do that, right? On Father's Day? Let's eliminate morning madness from your life. If you've got it, would you like to start your mornings like when you were a child? You go to bed at night before Christmas and just couldn't wait for the next morning. Would you like that every day? Hal Elrod wrote Miracle Morning. Little tiny book that he self-published has now sold a couple million copies for a reason. He happened upon a combination of things you can mix into your morning that will help you get going and create a sense of movement immediately and a sense of excitement for the morning when you go to bed at night. It's a miracle, and you can have it every single day. What he did was, and I think this is fascinating, all he did was say, look, I want to change my morning. What do other people do? And he started finding a commonality, 6 common things that different and disparate successful people said was their morning routine. He said, wait a minute, why don't I combine them all? That's what he did. So his miracle morning, Hal Elrod, he said it starts with silence combined with affirmations, not just Stuart Smalley stuff. He says actual affirmations. I am loving my healthy body. Things like this, the things that, you know, he made a very clear point. If you say, oh, I'm a millionaire, and you've got like overdraft notices, your mind doesn't believe you. You have to affirm what is and what you want to be very consciously and honestly with your subconscious mind, because you know. So that's affirmations and visualization. We know there's power in that. You know it. It's even used in science. Olympic athletes use visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. I love the reading part, the silence, the affirmation, the visualization, and the scribing. I don't mix exercise into my morning because I do that mid-morning to late afternoon. That's just my thing. I spend those hours because I immediately upon emerging from the library in the morning, or some people say library, don't just trust me. Some people say that. I'm starting the day. I'm moving. I'm into business already. Got to get to business. But I mix exercise in every single day. It's just not part of the morning routine. You could do what you want. But you could take all 6. Silence, affirmation, visualization, exercise, reading, scribing. And scribing is important because, it's, you know, sometimes people will say, I don't know what I think until I write about it. And apparently, scientifically, it's been shown to write by hand versus keyboard or text or engage in technology is better. It's engaged in a different part of your brain. So there you have it. You could have a miracle every single morning. Now let's get on top of your health. Living good, the good life, isn't just about a quantity of life. It's about a quality of life. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes a week of exercise. And they don't just stop at exercise. They say moderate intensity. Exercise of moderate intensity, 150 minutes a week. Well, what is moderate intensity? Well, it's brisk walking at a 2.5 mile per hour pace minimum. Brisk walking. Water aerobics. Dancing. Ballroom. Dancing, just dancing in general, gardening, tennis, biking, slower than 10 miles per hour. So these are examples from the American Heart Association, 150 minutes a week. So easy to accomplish this, but it's so easy not to do it. Isn't that true that everything that's easy to do is also easy not to do? So brisk walking, aerobics, water aerobics, dancing, gardening, tennis, biking. But I like the idea of biking slower than 10 miles per hour. So it's not, that's moderate intensity. And who knows, maybe you're training for something amazing and you need to go faster than that. That's, you do you. All right, let's check our textual device real quick. Let's see here. Here's one. I had a dream my deceased grandmother told me my pregnancy was going to be okay and everything would work out. I had a healthy baby boy. It was a very comforting dream. Remember, our Mindbender question was, have you ever had a dream that stopped you from doing something or started you towards something? Dave says, I've awakened from some seriously crazy dreams, dangerous dreams, and pinched myself to be sure that I'm still alive. And I would thank God it was only a dream, and have at times decided just to stay in bed while I was ahead and consider the dream to be a warning. Great show. You needn't say it was a great show, Dave, but thank you. That means a lot. John also chimed in simply to say, I love the show. Follow and subscribe. Thank you. Never give up. Thank you, John. This, Donna, you're walking away with our prize package today. Thank you for sharing. If you missed it, Donna's dream was looking for a home in North Carolina. Had a dream that somebody got shot on the front porch. I walked up to that house that we were looking at, saw the front porch, and immediately said, nope. Got back in the car. 4 weeks later, the people that bought the house were shot by a neighbor on their front porch. Donna, you're our winner today. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody else who's commented. There's quite a few people that do talk in the text messages here that they are lucid dreamers and are definitely awake and conscious in their dreams. I love all of this. Thank you for sharing that. We might even get somebody coming onto the program to talk about interpreting dreams. I think there's a whole science and a philosophy, maybe is a better word for it than science. I'm not sure about interpretation of dreams. I know Catherine Ponder was a biblical scholar and writer, and she had a whole interpretation of dreams in some of her books. Anyway, some really cool stuff out there. Pretty amazing. Our TBC Radio Word, presented by TBC Radio. Get the word out about Joel Benez right here on the radio, 803-9424. You can find Josiah online at tbcradio.com. Quiquiversal. Quiquiversal. Oh, that's a good word. Q-U-A-Q-U-A-V-E-R-S-A-L. Quiquiversal. It means going off in all directions from the center. Okay, going off in all directions from the center. Quiquiversal. Oh, come on. You're telling me you're not impressed with that word? I don't believe you. I know you are. You're right now saying it. I hear you. Quiquiversal. Easy for me to say. Quiquiversal. Let's use it as a sentence. Joe decided against a streamlined speech on foreign affairs, opting instead for a quiquiversal approach, leaving the audience in stunned silence. Quiquiversal. I want to thank you for being here. Be sure to catch Backyard Millionaire on Thursday, 1 o'clock. You can listen online, ilovehomeralaska.com. Until we meet again, I'm Chris Story, reminding you to look forward, learn from your past, but live right here in the present.
Tough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice one.